Are you ready to listen to a podcast? The worst of the High FM morning show podcast. Now you can start listening.
Hang on, there's a complaint. The dude that said, let George laugh out loudly, and then you did, has just sent a message saying, that was a recorded laugh. But thanks anyway, bank.
Yeah, we've got a whole library full of
right.
George laughing.
That was not. I need to call this person back. This is not a recorded laugh.
All it Robin really... has to do is say laugh, and I laugh.
Yeah, for some strange reason, it's great.
Oh, dear.
Right, so let's give this 5100. 5100, answer your phone. Please do answer. Hello, it's us.
Oh, yeah.
Recorded.
It's not recorded, dude.
Not my face. Yeah.
It's not recorded.
This one is a live one.
No, they're all live.
The last one was. I swear to you.
I promise.
The last one was a live one.
couldn't tell that it was a live one.
You thought it was recorded?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, no.
It sounds like recorded laugh, but you know when you get up at early morning.
Yeah. Oh, have we mentioned that?
4 a.m. early.
Oh yeah, 4 o'clock.
And then you hear George laughing, so it's kind of like making your morning. So
oh, bless you. Oh. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That's nice. No, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hang on, before you go, watch this. Laugh. See? Just pointed like that.
It should have worked, but it does.
Hello, Hi FM.
Hello.
I think we've been bot dialed.
Hi, good morning.
Oh, no, maybe we haven't. Hello, good morning.
This is live show or what?
This is live show, yes.
Ah, okay. Sorry for this. It's okay. So last time, I want to say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
They just keep coming.
I love it. Okay. We start to ask for attention.
Oh, that's it. All right. Goodbye.
Have a nice day.
We will. Goodbye. Thanks for calling.
I love this dude. Here we go. Wake up. Wake up.
I just keep moving. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
Oh, it's all Kim Kardashian.
You always want to talk Kim Kardashian. I mean, goodness.
Listen, I really don't. If you just tuned in now, if it's your first time listening to this show, we never talk Kim Kardashian.
That's untrue.
Apart from right now, and I want to talk about her new fragrance, which is called Crystal Gardenia.
Is that what I can smell? It's pungent.
And it was inspired by the time she was bound, gagged and robbed at gunpoint in Paris last year.
That's what I look for in a perfume.
At least the shape of the bottle is. She says, quote, after my whole Paris situation over a year ago, all my friends would come over and bring me healing crystals. I wasn't really into them. I didn't know much about them. Enough people brought them over and I loved the shape. Yeah. I loved holding it, and I felt like, okay, this is it. I want something that I feel like calms me, and I wanted the bottle, especially the smaller one.
Smelling like you do right now, I think you're going to be safe.
She says gardenia is her favourite scent ever.
It's my favourite scent ever.
Have you ever actually met a woman that spoke like that? Get up
and dance! Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. Get
up! This is High FM. Oman.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi.
How's it going? You all right?
Robin and George.
Robin and George, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Man.
Oh, man. How are you, man?
Yes, I'm good.
Right, what you calling about?
Yeah, what's happening with the laugh?
What's happening with the laugh?
Yeah, today. Everybody is laughing.
Yeah, I know. It's just funny. I just got a point at George and she does it like that. See?
See? Again.
It's great. It's like I have power.
I know.
And it's ridiculous. Man, I swear to God, it's ridiculous.
Wait, stop laughing because I'm laughing even.
Yeah, because I swear to you, I'm not doing anything. Right, watch this. Pull yourself together. Okay. Right, watch this, man. Right, watch this.
Mm.
See that?
All right, Harry Potter. Take it down a notch. My face hurts.
Literally, there's nothing happening in the studio.
No, there really isn't. He just points at me.
Yeah, nothing.
Everybody is going in and laughing.
Yeah, I know.
He's laughing. We are laughing.
And you as well. Watch this, man. Man, laugh. See? Boy's got power.
Yeah.
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Robin Banks.
The boredom is excruciating.
George Ryland.
This job sucks.
Woo! Get up. Hi, FM.
Hi, FM, Robin Banks.
Good morning, hello.
And from me, George Ryland.
Good morning from her and me.
You.
Both of us.
Okay.
Good morning.
We're good now?
Yeah.
Right, we've done the names thing.
Thanks.
Smooth.
And the good mornings.
Yes.
Because it's important in a breakfast show.
Ticks in boxes.
Good morning.
I brought an outdoor sofa. I showed you a picture, remember?
It looks nice.
It does look nice, yeah. Really nice. I came out of the house the other day. Do you know what was on it?
Cat.
A cat.
Yeah.
So I googled ways to keep cats off outdoor furniture.
You need my dog. My dog would do it.
But then I've got a dog on the outside furniture.
Yeah, defeats the object.
I just want me on it. I bought that sofa.
All right.
So Google recommended a number of things.
Okay.
So I brought a Glade citrus thing. Also, vinegar was recommended.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So I thought...
Thank you.
I'm going to ignore that. So I thought what I'd do last night is I'd just put vinegar around sort of the edge of the patio to keep them away.
Okay, nice.
Which I think is working.
Yeah.
However...
There's a smell. Is there a smell?
I basically live in a chippy now.
Give us a kebab, would you, Ryland? Heavy on the salt, not so much on the vinegar. Something's put me off.
Large cod, two chips.
Wake up in the morning. Have you read this about Pharrell?
Oh, the 100 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's recorded a new song and there is one minor catch. And that catch is...
It's not released for 100 years.
100 years. And not because he's too lazy to clear his samples or anything like that. It's a partnership between him and Remy Martin. And the song is called 100 Years. And the only copy of it was pressed onto a record made of clay from the chalky soil of the Cognac region in France. And it'll be stored in a state-of-the-art safe that was designed so that it's only destructible when submerged in water.
If that was you, if you were Pharrell, who's quite a busy man, wouldn't you be thinking, I'm not going to be around in 100 years?
Wouldn't care.
Why bother?
Yeah.
It's just blank.
Well, no, because a couple of people have actually heard it, and it was played for 100 guests during a private listening party in Shanghai, and that's the only time it'll be heard until 2117.
But you wouldn't want it to be your lifetime masterpiece,
no,
would you?
Wouldn't.
What would be the point?
You wouldn't.
It's just him going, happy birthday
to ya. None of those people have actually boasted about hearing it online. I've not seen anything about it, so maybe it does kind of suck. The idea is that we protect the environment from global warming so the planet makes it to the year 2117, which is nice.
I don't think this is going to do it single-handedly, if I'm honest.
No, but it raises awareness, doesn't it? And if that's not an incentive to recycle your pizza boxes, I don't know what is. Pharrell hasn't said what the song is about, but because of his 100-year thing, hopefully it isn't anything too time-sensitive, right? Like it being his take on episode 7 of Stranger Things.
Oh no, that will stand the test of time.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
This is High FM. Banks here, runs over there.
Good morning.
Let's talk podcasts.
Yes, we have a podcast.
We do.
And people listen to it.
Yes.
I don't know why, but they do.
Can I just say it's number one in the audio comedy iTunes chart, and we're number three in the comedy video chart.
Bragging is very unbecoming.
This is iTunes. It's not bragging and not cocky if you can back it up, and that's the facts.
Yeah, we do! Do we, though, have any podfasters? Have you heard of this?
What's a podfaster?
This is like a new subset of podcast obsessives who listen to a lot of podcasts, and when they find a new one they like, will listen to all the backlist of podcasts as well.
Okay.
That's quite difficult time-wise if you're listening to, say, more than 50 episodes a week. That's quite a lot of time.
That's a hell of a lot of time.
Not everyone's got that much.
No.
Hence the podfasters. They listen extremely fast. One example is Rachel Kenny. She started listening to podcasts at 2 times the usual speed. She's got a special app for this.
So hang on, she listens to it in double time?
Yes.
That's just ridiculous.
Which would sound like...
So thanks, Tim. Hey,
me, hello.
I'm George Ryland. Oh, morning.
Morning.
This is the Room of Trust.
How can this be the Room of Trust? This is audio from our podcast.
Yeah, and cameras as well.
Double time.
Yes. Yeah. It's not particularly soundproof. It's not particularly soundproof.
Let me go outside. Actually, I like that.
Yeah.
How unsoundproofed it is.
So
I'll open the door.
Okay, so I'm just waiting for the door to shut. Now, this
is the door.
You can kind of get the gist.
Yeah, I like that.
That wasn't quick enough, though.
Oh, shut up.
For her. So she worked her way up to 3 times. She stopped there because there's nothing that will allow her to do it faster.
This is 3 times. This is audio from our podcast. Sped up 3 times.
Here you go, podfasters.
Oh, there's a caller. I have no idea what they're saying. Love it.
Robin Banks.
Everything about you is very cliche.
George Ryland.
Oh, keep doing that.
Hiya, FM.
George.
Yes.
Show meeting
right, now.
Show meeting, yeah, right.
Seems
now.
Seems appropriate time.
Bits I've got.
Yep.
Owning a dog makes you live longer, especially if you're what?
I saw that, but...
Did you?
The thing is now, it's going through my head again, do I get a dog? Oh. Like, I can't really get a dog. I live on my own, I do work.
Yeah,
like.
But why not? We could have a show dog. You could bring your dog in.
Yeah.
A little puppy.
I want a puppy!
In the corner.
That would be cool.
And every half an hour, if you do get a puppy, you're going to have to take it out to do its business.
Well, that's the thing. There's
do
the
your
business thing.
Yeah.
And there's the fact that I have mild OCD in my house.
That'd be so cute.
The hair and everything. But yeah, like a little fluffy puppy.
Let's throw it out there. Should George get a puppy? You know what's going to come back.
Someone's going to turn up with a puppy for me. That's happened before. Someone's done that to me before.
Really? Somebody's turned up with a puppy?
24 hours later. It's a joke. It's my boss's.
No, that's no joke.
No, it wasn't.
That is no joke. If you got a puppy, what breed would you get? Would you get a waddy dog?
Well, I do like the fluffy ones, to be honest.
Fluffy waddy dogs?
No, like golden retrievers and labradoodles or like
curly
dogs.
One you can put in your handbag.
Yeah.
Really?
Look at all this space in my handbag. Puppy.
So you want a dog for your handbag?
Would you stop it? I'm not getting a dog right now.
Well, listen, I'm just putting it out there. You're the one that brought it up. I've got this bit, owning a dog makes you live longer, especially if you're what? You're the one that went on about getting a puppy.
Well, let's go back to that then, especially if you're what?
Well, I was just telling you that's one of the bits that I've got. It's coming up.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Good morning, everybody. Loads of messages coming in. Yes, George, get a dog.
Stop
you have
it.
To get a dog.
Stop it.
George, that'd be so cute.
Stop it.
I could see you with a dog, George. They're all coming in. 79010959. Of course, George is not going to rely on you, the listening public, just sending in a message going, yes, get a dog, to actually make a decision to get a dog.
I am susceptible to peer pressure, but not when it comes to animals. That's not cool.
There's a huge study out of Sweden. It looked at the medical records of 3.4 million people. You've seen this, yeah?
I didn't go into the article because I knew I'd get sad because I don't have a dog.
And this found that dog owners tend to live longer than other people do. Anytime you visit a hospital in Sweden, it gets entered into a database, all right? And registering your dogs is mandatory there.
So if you go to hospital in Sweden, name, address, do you have a dog?
Well, no, you have to register your dog in Sweden, not when you go into the hospital. They don't ask you.
I was going to say,
when
like,
you're lying there.
My leg's broken. The dog!
This study found dog owners are less likely to die of a heart attack or for any other reason. And it's especially true if you're single.
Yeah, all right.
I'm just reading it. Over the course of 12 years, people who lived alone were 33% less likely to die if they owned a dog.
So, you get a dog, go back on Tinder.
Terriers, retrievers, and other dogs that were originally bred for hunting had the biggest effect. Probably because they're more active and need more exercise, right? Which forces you to get out and exercise more. And if you own a cat...
If unlucky.
Take your chances. Stay vigilant.
The worst of the High FM morning show.
What's wrong?
Kozai from Hall is here, and he's not looking too well. He looks like he's a little bit ill, actually. Plug the headphones in. I
have only one question.
You've got a question?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, but can we ask our question first? And that question is, are you okay? You look ill.
I'm okay.
You don't sound it.
But I dreamed something like...
You had a bad dream?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you dream of us?
No. Come on.
Because that would be a bad dream.
It's a bad dream, not night terror.
Can I ask you guys?
Yeah, of course you can. You can ask us anything.
Do you have bed here?
A bed?
Yeah, please.
Well, over in the corner, you can have a little...
It's not enough.
You can have the sofa.
Enough.
Isn't there a bed still in that office?
Yeah, I think there's
a
bed...
You've got a show to do.
He doesn't care. He does
bed
not care. Shatter will sort that. She'll sort that out.
She's really progressing rapidly.
Yeah, like, I'm going.
Oh, you're already gone, mate.
Yeah, I'm going.
Home?
He's dropped the mic and out. There he goes.
Tell him to put on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Robin Banks.
Sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
I love this show.
Me too.
You all right?
Yeah, the t-shirt that you're wearing today
has
just given me a flashback to one of my less sartorially excellent decisions in my younger days. Do you remember?
Well, hang on. I'm wearing a tie-dye t-shirt, and it's the t-shirt that my wife hates. It's the only one, I've known her for 10 years, the only time she's ever said, go up and get changed, is when I wear this t-shirt.
I'm surprised it hasn't met with an accident.
It's blue with purpley bits in it, and white it looks bits. Kind of very hippie-ish.
Very jazzy.
In the 60s.
Yeah. Do you remember t-shirts were a bit like that, but they changed colour when you got hot? What were they called? What, wasn't that the worst idea ever? Everyone had
no,
them.
No, it was brilliant. Hyperglow.
Yeah. Look at me, I'm sweating!
Or where the two hands were. Yeah. Say no more. Podcast.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
How are you?
We're fine here. How are you?
I'm fine. If you are fine, of course I'll be fine.
Are you really? Do you really go by our mood? If we're in a bad mood, would you just go, that's it, I'm turning the car around, I'm going to just write today off?
Okay, sorry for that. I wanted to say good morning for you guys. You are making me happy.
Oh, thank
every
you.
Every morning.
Every morning.
No.
What, do you listen to Merge? Yeah!
Have a nice day.
Oh, is that it? Thank you very much.
And you have a nice day too, sir.
Good chat there. What's your name before you go, so we know who we're talking to?
My name is Salim Al-Saidi.
Thank you very much for calling, Salim.
You are. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
GJ.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
GJ. G for Georgie and J for Jesse.
Is
How
that
is
me?
Morning?
Who are you, crazy lady?
No, first of all, happy National Day.
Okay, that was yesterday, but happy National Day.
It was the day before, wasn't it?
Was it the day before? Yeah.
Happy National Day generally.
Merry National Day!
Wow.
Wow.
Sophia A.
Alharfi. You're Sophia?
Yes.
Okay, hello, Sophia. It's Robin here, but you can call me Jesse if you want.
I'm George or Jackie or...
A lot of people have. She loves it.
Love you all.
I love you too.
I'm on the way. Yes, I'm on the way, driving.
Okay, that's good.
The traffic is okay.
Traffic's okay.
Travel Buster!
Yes, she is! Sophia! Lovely, yeah. I love her.
Is that Jesse who I know 30 years back?
This is Jesse right here, yeah.
Jesse Fernandez. Is that the one?
That's me, Jesse Fernandez. I can't believe you tracked me down.
You are George. That's why I call you G for Georgie and J for Jesse.
That's why
it makes sense.
Yeah, that's why we do the show. They put us together for that exact reason.
Bye-bye.
Oh, okay,
bye-bye.
Jesse, same goodbye. Jesse's waving at you.
Jesse's waving.
See you later. Bye.
Thank you. Have a nice, wonderful day.
Trust me, we will.
Thank
that
you.
That was amazing.
Goodbye.
Bye. Love yeah. you.
I love you more. No returns.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye. In the
morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Come on.
On High FM.
So I've M Banks.
Hello. Good morning.
Ryland here.
There. Just there.
You know the new iPhone X?
Well, I don't know it. I've seen pictures
You've
of
heard
it.
Of it.
People are raving about it. I probably won't be getting one.
I definitely won't be getting one. But it's got the facial recognition security.
Yes.
And now there's all this stuff on the internet. Oh, people have broken it. Oh.
Yeah, I read some company broke it with like $100 worth of equipment.
This is a Vietnamese cybersecurity firm.
Yeah.
What they've done is they've made a mask to show how you can unlock it with the mask.
This crowd, yeah.
But this doesn't exactly seem like a usual thing for people to be able to do now. So what I'm going to do to get into your iPhone, to your message, to see if you've been cheating, is I'm going to reproduce your face in a mask. Like, no one's going to be able to do that. This isn't a normal hack, is it?
Do you know, my wife, she really thinks that I'm nosy. Now, I wish she'd say it to my face instead of writing it on her iPhone messages.
You got to get... Get up. Go. worst of the High FM morning show. Turn it
up. Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
Okay, don't try and make a joke out of this, because there's people who are tuning in now who want to know the key to happiness.
Okay.
And I think we should give it to them.
Best behaviour, then.
Should drop some seriousness. There's this professor in neuroscience. He says the single most important thing you can do to achieve long-term happiness is what?
Have nice people around you?
Yes.
Yes.
Surround yourself with the right people, because it causes your brainwaves to mimic the brainwaves of the people you spend the most time with.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on your definition of nice, doesn't it?
You unconsciously pick up their way of seeing the world and the way that they act as well. It's that mirroring thing.
Mirroring.
You're literally on the same wavelength. So you should be around people you actually like, because you're going to become more like them.
Well, this is awkward. That's not a joke, by the way, genuinely. If I'm going by what this dude says, then I need to reassess.
He says it changes things on an everyday level too.
Doesn't it just?
When you're in sync with the people around you, you don't waste energy on small decisions.
Or moaning about what time it is.
Oh, God. In other words, it doesn't really matter what restaurant you go to. All that matters is who you're there with. And with the right people in the morning between 6 and 10. Yeah. Hello! Good morning, how are you?
That's actually how it went this morning. In the morning we
gonna do it again. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. In the morning,
Hi FM, Oman.
Whoa.
Idiot.
Sorry.
Hey, don't apologise to me.
I'm apologising to you.
Yeah, you, the listener. Hello, it's Hi FM.
Hello.
Netflix doesn't release data on who's watching what, but yesterday they did release some interesting info on where people are watching. And according to this is a massive survey, 37,000 subscribers in 22 countries.
All right.
67% of viewers download and watch their shows on the move. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So downloading, unlike streaming, allows you to watch something later. So you download it without an internet or Wi-Fi connection. Les Georges. But people aren't only watching during their downtime. For example, 37% have admitted to watching Netflix at work. And there are some other fascinating revelations. 22% said they cried whilst watching Netflix.
Really? Wow.
In public.
Oh, gosh.
And here's where it gets interesting. 12% admitted to Netflixing in public bathrooms.
How long are you in there? You need a doctor.
109 million Netflix subscribers worldwide. So if 12% of people have done this, it means 13 million people have watched in a public bathroom.
That's so unpleasant.
It's astonishing. And it's nice to know while you're standing there desperately trying to hold off and you're waiting because there's somebody in the mall bathroom and there's a loud breather in the stall you're waiting for. It's just in there catching up on Stranger Things.
A wonderful world of TV.
Ty FM, approximately every single person in this country will get on an aeroplane at some point in their lives, right?
Yes.
So this seems like a good time to address this very important question. Who deserves the armrests?
The way I see it is you've got your person on the aisle seat. They get the left hand.
They get the left hand?
The left hand one. There,
oh, right.
Because
right?
No one else can reach that.
You're sitting on the right hand side of the plane then.
I'm facing the pilot, obviously. Hurrah!
Hang on, you're on the right-hand side of the plane as I'm looking down, and the person on the aisle, they obviously get the left handrest.
Yes.
Yeah, of course they do.
So the person by the window gets the right.
Yeah.
Now.
In the middle.
That's the difficult part.
Yeah.
No one should have any more than half of either, I don't think. However, if you are aisle or window, you've already got one to yourself.
Yeah.
So it is a bit tricky.
Yeah.
Because the person in the middle could be uber selfish, elbows out.
Elbows out. And the armrests are so small.
Yeah. So I think almost those ones in the middle should be left well alone.
So nobody has the ones in the middle?
Basically, yes.
So if you're sitting, according to you, in the middle seat, you don't have any armrest?
Well, I don't like those armrests anyway because that's too close to a stranger. I don't like it.
Okay.
That's the Ryland rule.
All right.
Get away from me!
According to this, the majority of us don't think the person in the middle seat automatically would get the armrests on both sides. The most common answer is that everybody is entitled to one armrest. So that's what you're saying, right?
Yes.
But what about the person in the middle?
Difficult situation.
And since that leaves one left over, it should go to the person who put their arm on it first.
What, the whole thing? No, that's selfish. That's rude.
Or somebody who asks for it politely. Oh, do you mind if I have this armrest?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, so I can't have it?
No.
Well, why not?
I'd rather no one had it.
You've got one over there.
Yeah.
You've got one on your side. Do you mind? I mean, you weren't even using it.
Should have chosen your seat better.
They gather in a secret location. They are extraordinary. We will witness their power.
Excuse me, everyone, if I can have your attention, please.
Live! Robin Banks.
I have free control over you.
Morning.
Good morning. Who's that?
This is Ali.
Ali, all right, armrest situation. What's your take?
The thing is, I reckon both aisle or middle, or the window and middle person should decide, even when they're sitting, just agree, one of them should use the front bit and one of them should use the back bit.
No, because that would mean, Ali, that you'd have to talk to them about the armrest.
Yeah, would you actually have a conversation with that person?
Well, normally when I travel, my wife is with me and I prefer to sit in the high seat and she sits in the middle seat.
Different road,
so
yeah?
Of course, he's married.
Different planes!
Different destinations!
Hello?
Hello?
It's very urgent, wasn't
it? Hello, yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Are you all right?
Robin and George.
That's us.
Yeah.
Who's this?
This is Armaz.
And how's it going this morning?
It's very good. I really enjoyed your FM and every day. I love it.
Oh, you poor thing.
Is everything all right?
Yeah.
I'm very, very happy. I can't explain it.
You sound happy. You sound really, really happy. You just sound like a happy person.
Yeah.
Have you got a happy life?
Yeah, of course.
Brilliant. It's not of course, is it? Because some people don't have a happy life. But you actually, from what I'm getting, the vibes just sound like a happy person.
Just good vibes.
Yeah, good vibes from this guy.
Yeah, but...
See?
Yeah.
All right, was that it? You just wanted to call up and just say, well, you're happy and everything's good?
Yeah, everything is good.
Brilliant.
And this is a very, very happy day for me.
See? Why is it a happy day? Is there anything special going on?
Because I was so excited to talk to you.
Oh, wow. No. Okay, well, listen, thank you very much for calling. All right, goodbye.
Goodbye, yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. What a nice guy. Let's take another one. Hello, Hi FM.
Hi, this is Robin and George.
Yes, it is.
It
Hello.
Is, yes.
Hi.
Yay! Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Who is this?
Hi, I'm Dr. Jacob.
Dr. Jacob?
Yeah.
Are you a medical doctor?
Yeah, I'm a medical doctor.
Oh, wow. We could do with you, actually. You could be the show doctor, Dr. Jacob. If we ever have any ailments, just call Dr. Jacob.
It's got a nice ring to it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
What did Dr. Jacob have to say?
Well, I don't. My knee is sore.
Dr. Jacob?
We could have a little couch in here. You wouldn't have to come in or anything, Dr. Jacob. You could do it over the phone.
Okay.
How long have you been a medical doctor?
15, 16 years.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect for us.
Yeah.
Okay, so I had ACL on my left knee about 10 years ago, and now I'm feeling my right knee is kind of going to go. What should I do, Dr. Jacob?
First of all, if you're feeling like that, you've got to get an MRI done and see what's wrong with your knee.
Yeah.
Then you'll decide how to go about it.
Yeah, well, that is true. However, I don't really want to get an MRI done because I know what's going to happen.
Is that the tunnel thing?
That's the tunnel thing, yeah. Dr. Jacob, do you always laugh when you're giving your diagnosis?
No.
I don't. So I have to admit that might concern me if it was bad news.
Yeah, that's like Dr. Nick from The Simpsons, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
Exactly that.
You're going to die. See you later, Dr. Jacob.
Bye.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Dr. Nick, this malpractice committee has received a few complaints against you. Of the 160 gravest charges, the most troubling are performing major operations with a knife and fork from a seafood restaurant.
But I cleaned them with my napkin.
Misuse of the cadavers.
I get here earlier when I drive in the carpool lane.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Podcast.
I've got major problems at home. You know these Glade plugins that you have?
Yeah, I'm not keen on them.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what's wrong with mine. It hasn't worked the last 24 hours. There's batteries in it. The batteries are new. I changed the batteries.
Is there liquid in it?
Yeah, there's liquid in it. It just doesn't make sense.
Yes, I went there.
No. That was quite quick for me. Get up.
Get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Get up.
Why are you raising your eyes at me?
It's just radio nerd humour.
Okay.
It's a guy called Mark that I used to work with.
Right, so the audience will get nothing out of this.
Pretty much.
But anybody in radio will find this hilariously funny.
So this is Mark.
I see a picture of Mark there. What's he holding up? I can't...
He's just taking a selfie in the mirror.
All right, that's his phone.
I've become Alan Partridge. I now live in a Linton travel tavern between shifts at the radio station.
That's funny. That's funny because we're in radio. That's funny.
Don't go into radio, kids.
It's Alan Partridge. He's in his travel tavern. And this is one where he turns on the radio. There you go. He's dialing downstairs.
Hi. Can I have an Irish coffee delivered to the room, please? Huh? Tea? Can of Fanta? mini bar. Right, no, I'll get it myself. Jet!
This is High FM. Banks here, Ryan's over there.
Bang.
A while back, there was talk about a study that showed that psychopaths don't really like classical music, like Hannibal Lecter and all the other movie villains.
I thought he did like classical music.
Well, he did, but the psychopaths don't actually like that.
Do they just put it on for effect?
They just put it on for effect, yeah, in the movies.
There's...
What?
I was about to say, that's kind of cool. And no, hear it back, George.
Psychopaths actually prefer rap and pop music. Now, the New York University... They tested 200 people for psychopathic traits.
Okay.
And also had them listen to 260 songs. And now, just here, I have more details of the songs that they liked.
This just doesn't fit right with me, though, because psychopaths are supposed to like the classical.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
Yeah. Now, all the results haven't been published yet, but as it turns out, psychopaths dig Justin Bieber. In particular, his song, What Do You Mean? It was popular with subjects who scored very highly on the psychopath scale.
How do they feel about our show?
What do you mean?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us, because we don't have any.
Good morning, geezer.
It's geezer man.
Geezer.
It's geezer.
How's it?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, same.
We're fine.
Oh man, we haven't heard from you for ages. Where have you been?
I've been listening every day, but you know, sometimes I really leave home a little bit late, and from Al Amra to Muscat area, so you know.
Okay, well, thanks for being there.
Yeah,
but we do like it when you call because you just
thank you very much, that special
little thing.
And we're after your advice.
Oh, advice. Yes. Okay, geezer man, advice needed.
What? Tell me.
I'll tell you now, geezer man. There's a bank in the UK called NatWest.
Oh, NatWest, yeah.
They've just announced their new slogan. Wait for it.
Right, okay.
It's a lot of work gone into this.
All right.
We are what we do.
I like it.
That's
it. I like
it,
yeah.
So I thought, we don't have a slogan.
What, the show?
Yeah.
So you're saying we need a slogan?
Well, of course.
What are you thinking?
You know, we are not good at what we do.
So, Robin Banks, George Ryland, we're not good at what we do. That's it.
What do you think, geezer man?
Who said so?
Brilliant. You weren't listening to me at all.
Don't believe them. I hate NatWest, you know, because I had...
It's not about NatWest now. We've moved on.
While I was in UK, I had an account with NatWest, and every time when I used to request for an overdraft, they used to, like, give me a hassle of speak of half of time. Then I changed to Barclays when I moved from Manchester to Birmingham.
Birmingham? That's where I went to university.
He did the accent as well.
At the beginning, I was in Salford.
Salford. Right, okay, yeah.
Salford, yeah, Manchester boy.
Then you I really have done the glamour tour in the UK. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I would like to wish both of my kids, Basil and Bashar, because they are having National Day celebration. Oman Private School. Oman Private School, hey!
Yay! See you later, geezer man.
Cheers, dude.
Geezer!
Geezer!
Bye.
Bye. Love you.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Wake up, get up. It's a brand new day. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM.
It's High FM, Robin Banks.
Good morning.
I'm George Ryland.
Yes.
Brilliant story that reminds me of something that you did. Have you heard about this? This is a lady, Contessa Bourbon, who is getting sued by the New York Times.
No.
Why?
Why is she getting sued by the New York Times, George?
Because for the last 4 years, she has been pretending to be a reporter for them. She has done talks at institutes.
Yeah.
She has been interviewed.
That's great.
She's ignored cease and desist letters. And she's just kept going. And you know what it reminds me of?
What?
Emoti Wiley Waite. Province racing career.
So Emoti Wiley Waite was, well, he's a figment of our imagination. And at the car park drift final last year, there were all these reporters going around, and this dude, I think he was from Egypt.
So I was dispatched to go and get one of them to interview an ex-champion.
And I was Emoti Wiley Waite from Italy, and I was a top drifter in 1982.
Interviewed at length.
Yeah, and this dude's taking all these loads. I could beat any of these hands down. And we made the newspaper in Egypt. Emoti Wiley Waite. Thank you and good night.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
What up, everybody? So glad you're here.
Live from Muscat Grand Mall.
Don't stop.
High FM.
Rajbi.
Let's do this.
It's the podcast, and it's time for the Got Money podcast call.
Winner!
If you don't listen to the show on High FM, lucky you. But on the show and the radio station, we got this thing called Got Money, where you send an SMS, if you're in Oman, to 91991. Just the word win. Send that in. And then you are in the draw. And we call people back weekly on the radio station. They win 300 reels. Each weekday is 100 reels. And monthly is
2,500 reals.
Ka-ching! So let's start at the top here. So let's give... and also we have a winner on the podcast every week as well.
100 reals.
So let us give the podcast winner a shout right now and tell them that they've won. But they'll be even more excited to be on the podcast, won't they?
Of course.
Yeah.
Are we still going 50 reals each, yeah, to make this up?
Hello?
Oh, that was really quick.
Really quick.
Really, really quick.
Sorry.
Did you? No, don't be sorry. Did you have your phone in your hand?
No, I mean, I really fast the thing. It was next to me.
It was right next to you.
You're very efficient.
Is that what happens? Your phone rings. Hello?
Yes.
That was the quickest ever, I think, somebody has answered a phone.
I'm impressed.
Who are we speaking to?
It's Ashika with you.
What a beautiful name.
Yes.
Ashika.
Thank you.
Ashika, it's Robin Banks and George Ryland calling you.
Oh, wow. I know. So nice to hear you guys.
I know. It is, isn't it?
And,
I know. And we're giving you a special call. You're actually on the podcast right now. How does that feel?
Okay.
Does that feel good?
Yes, it does, actually.
Does
first
it?
Time in my whole life.
First time in your whole life you've been on a podcast?
Yes.
Wow. Ashika, you sent the word win into 91991?
Yes, I did.
And you are expecting what?
I expect to win, if possible, because I want to give a surprise to my my husband, God. Whose birthday is...
No. You're going about this all wrong.
Yeah,
no,
completely.
No.
Don't do that. We got some good news and bad news for you. Which one do you want first?
Give me the bad news first. I would like to hear that.
The bad news is you haven't won anything.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the good news is?
Good news is Robin's a liar. You're a winner.
Winning.
Oh, really? Wow.
100 so reels crazy. Is yours.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for taking part
thank
in the
you.
Game.
Thank you so much.
1-2-1-2. Yeah. Hey, hey. Waste your life now. In the morning. Go ahead. In the morning. Just waste your life now.
Waking every morning. Ding, ding, ding. You are now looking at the best, the elite.
The worst of the High FM morning show podcast. When you wake up.